In previous podcasts, we discussed the concept of flat nets, and this is the first of a multi-episode series on whether companies are ready for flat nets. So today we'll discuss Walmart. How is Walmart prepared for the inevitable need for a flat net?
Well, the great thing, Robert, is that we have discovered, and you can too, on our website, looking at our management grade calculator, it's right there for anyone to use, that companies who have an A grade are flat net ready. That means that their internal information velocities, the speed with which information crosses their ecosystems, is sufficiently fast that for them, they are already structured internally for faster speeds, if those are available, and they've got the management culture and everything else in place, and the ERP, all the supporting stuff. Now, when we looked at Walmart, which has had our A grade for, oh my gosh, well over 20 years, maybe 24, 25 years, since its famous ERP revolution of the early 1990s. When we looked at Walmart, what we discovered was something very interesting, and this is something that the media has not looked at very carefully. Walmart stores are within a 15-minute drive of something like 90 or maybe 95% of all Americans. Now, if you think of that the way Amazon would, which is that those are distribution centers, and you ask yourself how close the next Amazon distribution center is to you, it's not close. What you see is that with a flat net plugged into Walmart and its customers, with the kind of instant response and scalability that flat nets give, and we have a podcast on flat nets, and we also have a white paper on our website, future-creators.com, where you can look at the flat net and the flat net structure. Walmart's ready. Walmart has everything it needs. The biggest problem that Walmart faces, as do so many other companies, and in this series we'll talk about this, is that the traditional common carriers, your phone company, you know, they're just not able to do any of this. If you look, as we've done, and we have now a very detailed white paper on Verizon, ready for our clients, for our members. If you look at Verizon, the first thing you notice is that their wireless service revenues have been declining for years. Well, how's that? I thought, and I'm sure you think, that this is the period of cloud inflation and revenue growth. Fangs are growing, aren't they? Well, the problem is that companies like Verizon not only are facing declining revenues in a period of rapid growth everywhere else, but they're finding that their ability to generate operating profits from those declining revenues is the only thing that's saving them. In case of Verizon, its operating profits have increased from its declining wireless. It makes no money in wireline, whatever, that's just dead. So this is a very difficult engine to put in your car here. Not only that, its debt equity ratio, 3.8, is eye-watering. This is not a company that can increase capital expenditure. You hear a lot of jabber about 5G wireless, fifth generation wireless. There is no way any of that can be put in. There is no money for that. So for a Walmart to scale, it has to look elsewhere. Walmart can't look at its typical carrier intermediaries, your Verizons, your AT&Ts, your Sprints, T-Mobile, anyone else. It has to look elsewhere, and flat nets it will be. And for people in the phone company business who are not ready for this, what about the investors? We're looking at the Sears of their business. These companies are going down. They're going to have to be broken up. It's going to be ugly. But for people like Walmart, this is growth and survival. This is scalability. For Walmart to scale at cloud level, it's got to go this way.
If the common carriers aren't the solution for Walmart to scale effectively in this era of the flat net, who do they turn to fill that gap?
This is so interesting. Just a couple of months back, there was a very interesting deal announced between Crown Castle, the cell tower company, and a new content delivery network server company called Vapor.io, in which Crown has invested, and Amazon Web Services. The idea is to put Amazon Web Service hosting on Vapor.io CDNs in cell towers. That brings a completely independent network that has nothing to do with a common carrier right to the cell tower next to you. Okay, that's the first step in the flat net. The whole hierarchy of phone companies and routers and everyone else just got dissolved. The second step is to take massively distributed CDNs, I mean something that you can put in your home, that are fired by blockchain. That means you have the potential to make money on your device. You can't make money on the stuff you get from Verizon or anyone else. They charge you every month. You're paying. In this case, you might actually make money. So these pieces are self-funding. They mesh together outside the phone network, and one way or another will be plugged into cell towers. Well, now we have a network that is completely flat. Not only that, the components at every level scale on the Moore and memory density curve. Just like your personal computer, your phone, your laptop, there's always new generations, more power, more memory, more power, more memory. As that increases, the bandwidth moves, the flat net grows, and the Walmarts of this world have a real future, probably for the next half century.
For more on decades of great information about companies like Walmart and the Flatnet, visit us at future-creators.com and tune in to future episodes of our podcast where we'll be looking at the Flatnet as it relates to Amazon and Apple. Thanks, Francis.
Hey, thanks, Robert.